You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. May 5th on All Together Now on WGXC, Congressman Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, said he was disappointed in the expansion of rural broadband in the WGXC listening area. The retiring congressman explained to the Columbia Paper's Perry Teasdale what he's been working on in Columbia County on the issue.
Columbia County, we are trying hard to build out in our county, and yet only 4% of the county was eligible for the state money. So what we did here is we held a meeting and we brought in experts of a federal program called E-Rate. E-Rate is a subsidy program for schools and libraries and public safety entities.
Right.
And so, and myself and
that's been around for a while.
Yes, but we've actually improved it. Jared Polis and I, he's a Democratic member from Colorado. We wrote to the FCC, very pleased. Again, Mr. Wheeler has been pretty responsive. When I've written to him, I've always get a response, and he always listens and thinks through. And so he actually changed the rules for E-Rate, and now we can actually get a better reimbursement here. And so that's a strategy that we're going to use to build out the backbone, if you will, for Columbia County.
And is it going to be stringing copper wires or going to be over the air?
No, it's fiber.
It's fiber. So it's still one technology that we're looking at, not a mix of technologies?
We're doing with E-Rate is fiber. But, you know, when you're in the marketplace, there is variegation. Because a lot of our constituents here in Columbia County, of course, have Fairpoint. Fairpoint is going over copper wire, the DSL, and those that some have Time Warner, and they do have the fiber in some cases. And then, of course, Verizon has lately been moving to the 4G. They've been going to the wireless. So it is variegated in the marketplace, but as far as what the federal program, we're still trying to lay out fiber. I believe that when you look at all factors, including how temperamental that DSL is, and even 4G can be, particularly given some of our August days and what it looks like with bringing thunderstorms on and everything else. And we have benefited. If you look at Columbia County, I mean, the things that we are generally really strong at are agriculture and tourism. And what we also have seen is we've seen a growth. Look, we're talking in Hudson here, and you can look at Warren Street, and you see how much antiques have made a comeback. And so we have a fair number of folks who have moved up here, at least part-time, from New York City. And this is an issue. We can actually get more growth in the county, and the growth that the kind that we like, more investment in the county, if we can get more broadband.
Rural Intelligence, the blog that covers Dutchess, Litchfield, and Columbia counties, has now launched three local apps for specific information about each county. Previously, Rural Intelligence started an app for the Berkshires. You can find these at the App Store and Google Play. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman reports that on May 3rd, the Kingston Common Council voted 8-0 for a resolution supporting legislation by State Assemblyman Frank Scartados, Democrat from Milton, that would prohibit the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline from being constructed on New York Thruway Authority property. Currently, the pipeline is proposed to run largely along I-87 from Albany into New Jersey, so the bill introduced in April would kill the project. Pilgrim Pipeline Holdings LLC would build two parallel pipelines, connecting Albany with Linden, New Jersey, and carrying 200,000 gallons of Bakken crude oil per day from Albany, as well as refined fuel products from New Jersey along 95 miles of the Thruway's right-of-way and 25 miles of private property. Kingston is the first town to adopt this resolution, but towns up and down the proposed path have passed several other resolutions opposed to the project. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. This has been the WGXC News Update.